What's going on, guys? It's Cody here with the RPO Podcast. I'm going to talk about all things football. I usually have two guys to my right and to my left, but Alex and Corey couldn't make it today, so it's just going to be me. I know you saw it today. I know you saw the Patriots lose, but we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Let's go back. Let's talk about... Everybody wants to talk about Mahomes and how great he is, how great the Chiefs are. But you're seeing right before your eyes why you cannot trust the Chiefs. All three of their big games, what happened? They lost them. They had the lead, 14-point lead, against the Chargers, a team in their division, a team that they should be beating. They got more talent than them, should have better defense, should have better everything. You lose the lead in the last 5 minutes of the game. You get by 14 points. What happens? You get all that talent. All that talent, all that scoring, all that ability. And what is it? It's a coaching issue. We've seen Andy Reid do this in Philadelphia. We've seen him do it almost every single year. The team looks great during the regular season, but then they get exposed. They get exposed in the playoffs. They get exposed when they play good teams. They get exposed right now. Don't trust them. Team you should be trusting was on the field with them that night. The Chargers look great. Every year before now, they were injured. Phillip Rivers never gets a chance to show you what he can do in the playoffs. The team is always hurt. This year, they're healthy. They're going to come and show you exactly what they're made of. Watch out for the Chargers. Let's move on real quick to another team that's really important. They're not important. It's Cleveland. They're not important. None of the Cleveland teams are important. But we need to talk about them because they're up and coming. This is a young team. This team is going to be great. Maybe next year? No, not next year. Maybe 2 years. As long as they keep Greg Williams, they got to keep him. They have got to keep Greg Williams as head coach right now. He's 4-2. 4-2. He's won more games than Hugh Jackson has in his entire tenure. He was 336-1. Greg Williams, 4-2. This team looks pretty freaking good right now. I'm not a Baker Mayfield fan at all. I can't stand his attitude. The dude can play. He's short, but he throws the ball, plays like he's 6'4". He's great. That defense is phenomenal. Next year, next two seasons, let them mature. They may be the best defense in the league. As long as they don't lose too many people, because they spent a lot of draft picks on that defense, and some guys are going to be getting paid, especially Myles Garrett. He's a monster. And Nick Chubb, shout out to my boy from Georgia. He's playing excellent right now. I know he's not, people didn't think he'd be the feature back coming out, but he's a star. He's a star. He's playing carries with Duke Johnson right now. Next season, just wait. He'll be the one they lean on coming out of the backfield. Let's see. We're going to keep going around. Staying in the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens. I don't understand how this is working. I really don't get it. You don't throw the ball at all. You run it. Everybody knows you're going to run the ball. Whole game. It still works. Lamar Jackson has... Man, I saw him throw a pass. The dude was wide open by 8 yards. He missed him by 15. And somehow they still won that game. I don't understand. You know every single play they're going to run the ball. And the dude, he turns sideways. You can't see him. But somehow, he's running the ball. The running back's running the ball. They're running misdirection. They run the ball 35, 40 times a game, and they're winning the games. I'll tell you why. That defense is amazing. Terrell Suggs, he found the fountain of youth that Ray Lewis found when they won the Super Bowl. I don't know how he's still playing so great. We're going to ignore the PEDs, but... And the deer antler spray and all that other stuff. But he found it. He found it. And he's playing amazing. They played Atlanta and made Atlanta look foolish. It was crazy. Matt Ryan had to pick himself up when he glanced at the defense. He was on the ground immediately. So, I don't know if they can sustain it. They look amazing. Amazing. And the next team in that division I want to talk about, we ain't talking about the Bengals. Let me go ahead and put that out there. We're not talking about them at all. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh got a huge win today against the Patriots. Huge. Amazing. Ben Roethlisberger has a terrible, terrible record against Tom Brady, but they got the win today. And it was, I'm not going to say it was impressive, but it was a very good win. They showed what they needed to do. They played defense, held the Patriots to, what was it, 10 points, I believe. And that's very difficult to do, especially when they have a team as Josh Gordon. They got, of course, Tom Brady. You got Gronkowski out there, Hogan, Edelman. These guys, to hold them to 10 points is great. Even if it was at home, it's still really, really good. It's an amazing thing to do, to hold Tom Brady under 21 even. It's a great thing. So they showed me some things I've been calling since the beginning of the season. Excuse me. Let me not lie. Midway point in the season, saying that the Steelers were, I thought, the team to beat. I'm going to, move the needle, move my chips. I'm not a betting man, but move my chips over to the Chargers for the AFC. The AFC, they look really good. And also the Texans. The Texans are starting to come back into form. Deshaun Watson is coming back off that injury. He's starting to look better and better. I had all of my doubts at the beginning of the season when they were struggling. But they're rounding into form, and I'm proud of what I'm seeing from them. The Colts got a great win today. Great win against the Dallas Cowboys, a playoff team. I don't know how they blanked them, but they did. And it was embarrassing. It's an embarrassing game for the Cowboys, embarrassing game for Zeke. Or yeah, Zeke, whichever one you want to use. And Dak is just, the offense, it's limited. It's limited in skill positions. The wide receiver, Amari Cooper, helps them a lot, but the tight end position is something they really need help with. They need another receiver. Cole Beasley ain't going to get it done. I'm sorry. Cole Beasley, he's a slot receiver. That's all he can do. But, they were winning. They were rattling off wins there for a little while. And they snuck into the playoff picture. They're leading their division somehow. Well, no, not somehow. That division is trash. But they are leading that division. They're going to sneak into the playoffs. I think that defense is great. But DeMarcus Lawrence is going to get paid this offseason. He's got to. And whether it be there or somewhere else, because they got to make a decision on if they're paying Dak as well. Personally, no, you don't pay Dak. But we're going to, let's see, move on to another team. The Colts, Indianapolis Colts, we're finishing up on them. I mentioned the Colts, didn't even really talk about the Colts. I talked about the Cowboys. I'm sorry, Indianapolis fans, I'll come back to the Colts. To me, it's the coach of the year. Their head coach is the coach of the year because you didn't know what you had during this offseason. They were struggling past a couple years. You knew what you had in Andrew Luck. You knew what you had in general when he's healthy, but you didn't know, what else you had. And this offensive line is blocking for him. There's a rookie on that line. I forget his name, but they had him mic'd up one game. He was blocking. He was pulling. It was hilarious because he was screaming the entire play. If you haven't seen this, you got to go check this out. It's hilarious. He's just, the entire time he's blocking. And it was hilarious. But he's great. It's amazing. It's good to see them doing well again. Let's keep going. Keep going. Talked about the Cowboys, the Washington team. no, we're not going to talk about them. They're done. The Eagles, they're about to play the Rams in LA tonight. The Rams are probably going to win, but I've got my doubts about the Rams. I'll set that aside in just a couple seconds. The Eagles, a lot of injuries. A lot of injuries this season. Carson Wentz isn't even playing tonight. They have no shot. I'm just going to be real blunt with you guys. There's no shot they win this game. It's not happening. But if it was the playoffs, I'd give them a chance to win the game. Nick Foles, guy who won the Super Bowl, he's not that bad. He's really not. At least when he, comes to play. He did have a record for completions in the game. 24 straight, something like that. Something around there. It's not that bad. We'll come back to the Rams now. The Rams, I don't trust you. You've got a lot of talent on defense, on offense. There's a lot of guys who they've had conflicts with their attitudes, with their relationships with different players on different teams. I'm looking at you and Dominican Sue, although I'm a big fan of how you play. I am worried about that team. Because last season when they were in the playoffs, they should have beat Atlanta. There's no reason they should have lost that game. Number one offense in the league. All those players on defense. I know Sue wasn't there. They didn't have the same amount of people. But you still, the defense still had a lot of talent on it. And they should have beat Atlanta. But what happened? Sean McVay got cute. Stopped running the football. You got to run the football in the playoffs. Run the football and play defense. And it will win you games. Let's talk about Seattle for a second. Seattle. They reloaded, man. They came back. They lost the Legion of Boom. They reloaded, got some new guys in there. That defense is not great. Still good. It's a good defense. Russell Wilson, he hung in there. He's been beat up. He's been battered. He just keeps coming back. And he's a phenomenal quarterback. And he's really showing them now what he can do. Well, what he could do past couple years, like didn't have a run game. Now they have a little more semblance of a run game, and they, I expect them to be able to sneak into the playoffs in the maybe the sixth seed, five or six seed. Now let's talk about this team that I hate. If y'all know I'm an Atlanta fan, y'all know who I'm talking about. The New Orleans Saints. I can't stand them. Can't stand them at all. I can't stand when they look good. I can't stand when they're on TV. I just can't stand them. But they lead the NFC at 11-2. They look really good. That offense is humming. Drew Brees, of course, is Drew Brees. He's playing, at an all-star level as he always does. And they've actually got, a run game now, which 2 years ago they didn't have one. But Kamara and Ingram are doing a fantastic job. And that offensive line is phenomenal. Of course, Michael Thomas, you can't not talk about Michael Thomas. But he's amazing. He's a great receiver. The offense is humming. The defense, for a little while there, they were giving up crazy amounts of points to teams like Tampa, who, they're, let's be honest, they're not very good. But they got things together. The D-line is playing like a solid unit. The linebackers look good. And the secondary is finally coming together. The Panthers. Let me stop laughing. I'm sorry. I live around so many Panther fans. I can't stand it sometimes. But they are finding a way to lose their way out of the playoffs. Started 6-2. They are 6-7. A 5-game losing streak. I'm just gonna look at who are they playing next. Let's see. Oh, right, the Saints. They're going to lose. They're playing in New Orleans. They'll lose that game. And they'll be 6-8, effectively out of the playoffs. So, I like to see that. But my team is out of the playoffs, too. They were eliminated mathematically the day when Minnesota won. So, shout out Falcons. even though it pains me to say it. You had a good run. Past two seasons, making the playoffs. This year you will not, and you frankly don't deserve it, because even when the guys, next man up, y'all still do not, you just don't deserve it. All right, guys, I think that's just about it. Let me look around, anything else? Miami Dolphins, your quarterback is still Ryan Tannehill. I do not believe in him at all. So, we're not even going to talk about you guys. Yeah, that's about it, guys. Sure, at some point we're going to have a NFL draft coming to talk in a few weeks. We'll talk about that. There's two games left in the regular season, and then we got the playoffs. Like to hear you guys' predictions. What you think certain teams are going, which directions. Who you think is going to win the divisions, who aren't sealed up yet. And if you think Nick Foles can win this game, go ahead and send us an email. I'm just – our producer, he's a – Philadelphia fan, so I got to throw that at him every once in a while, and he will not admit that I told him when Carson Wentz went down last season, Nick Foles is good enough to win y'all some games. To get y'all a Super Bowl, all you just run the ball, and y'all can win. All right, guys, I just want to talk about a couple things real quick. We've got a couple other podcasts that are out on this network. We've got the Stretch 4 podcast that's coming out. That's a basketball podcast. Which day does it come out? It comes out twice a week. Mondays, and it comes out
Thursdays.
And Thursdays. So check that out. Be on the lookout. Ironically, it comes out the same day as this one on Monday. So, you know, whichever one's better, choose the one to listen to. I'm going to say it's this one, but I'm a little biased. We also got the Get Ripped podcast, which comes out every Tuesday and Friday. Me and Alex talk about different things for motivation and how to get you ripped, get you healthy. You know, food, exercise equipment, gym shoes, all kinds of things. So we'll talk about that. Please join us. We've got the Get Ripped Pod Instagram, where you can like some pictures. You can send us a DM with your different inspiration and everything. All right, guys, it's been fun talking to you, and we'll see you next week.
This is Corey, and as always, I'm going to come in with the dirty work at the end of the podcast. We wanted to ask you to please subscribe and rate the podcast because it helps people find the show. Also, if possible, please visit the website gigpodcasting.network for additional info about the family of podcasts. If you would like to support the podcast, check the show notes and click the link. If you can't directly support the podcast, feel free to go to gigpodcasting.network and use our affiliate links to shop as you would normally shop. Our partners have been gracious enough to support us. Please show your support for us by supporting them.